Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I have loved ones who have fallen away from the church. I'm sure you may too. We are stronger together than we are alone. Archbishop Naumann established us as a public association of the faithful. That means that all the prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of all our members form a spiritual treasury that can be offered to God for the church and for each member's personal intentions. And as a member, you may designate your loved ones to receive these graces, trusting God to apply them for their conversion and salvation. But to fully participate in these graces and offer them for your loved ones, you must make the choice to become a member. Simply receiving the email or joining the app does not make you a member. Now, membership is free. All you have to do is click below to enroll. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Today we celebrate the birthday of John the Baptist. And another great birthday. Happy birthday, Teresa.
Thank you.
What a blessing to be to share a birthday with maybe after Mary and Joseph, the next greatest saint there is.
I was always offended that my brother John got to the name before I did. I kind of deserved it more.
We didn't know what day you would be born.
That's true. I also don't think I'd make a good John.
Now, St. John the Baptist was one of the greatest saints of all time. And perhaps no one gets greater praise from Jesus than he does, since the Lord says, of all men born of women, there is no one greater than John the Baptist. What was John's secret? How did he attain such heights of holiness? How did he become the greatest of the Old Testament prophets? And how can we imitate his virtue? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. The first thing we see in the life of St. John the Baptist is his physical self-mastery. He eats wild locusts. He wears camel hair. Have you ever worn camel hair straight on the skin? I mean, what could be worse? I don't know, burlap? He lives out in the desert. Why does he do this? Why does preparation for Christ require discipline of the body? Because there's only room for one God in our life. And if our main goal in life is pleasure and entertainment or comfort or security or good health, then Jesus can't be our one God. So we have to fast. We have to deny ourselves. Now, we don't have to do it publicly or in big dramatic ways, but we must routinely say to the desires of the flesh, I belong to Jesus, not to you. John called everyone to conversion and to make room for the Lord to come in a greater way by self-discipline and sacrifice. So, are we making little sacrifices of food or other pleasures to make greater room for Jesus to come into our soul? One sacrifice we probably all need is that of our screen time. Can you lay down your phone or step away from your screens for a period of time each day? If not, then we are a slave. Let's prove to ourselves we're not slaves. We live in the freedom of Christ. Let's sacrifice the things, even just a little bit, that we're enslaved to, that Christ may more fully enter our soul. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. John the Baptist was able to speak the truth and speak it plainly, and he was absolutely fearless. He spoke the truth to the priests, to the Pharisees, to the soldiers, even to King Herod himself. John had no fear. How did he do that? By his discipline of solitude. He made it a habit to go out into the desert. He spends time in silence with God, listening to the Word of God, thinking about it, applying it to his life, and then conforming his thinking to God's way of thinking, rather than to the world. So, John the Baptist didn't constantly think about what other people think. He really didn't care about the opinions of others. That's what enabled him to be free to recognize the truth and speak it. Do we spend time in solitude and silence with Jesus, thinking about what Jesus has said, and then conforming our thinking to his? We spend a lot of time on the news and with commentators and analysts and influencers, and we spend a lot of time conforming our minds to them. Let's make a break with that and conform our mind to Jesus. Cultivate the discipline of solitude. Sacrifice our time on our screens, and we will be less controlled by the opinions of others and free to live without fear. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. There's a certain point in John's life where his influence starts to fade. And the reason it fades is because Jesus takes his place. Jesus starts baptizing more people than John. Jesus starts attracting all of John's followers. And John's disciples, well, they're upset. They say, hey, tell Jesus to stop destroying this ministry you've worked so hard to build up. And John the Baptist says, no, I'm content. In fact, I'm rejoicing that Jesus is taking over. In fact, John says, he must increase and I must decrease. John doesn't care about success. He doesn't worry about his legacy, making his mark. All he cares about is whether Christ is known and loved, and whether God's will is done. And we have to remember the same, that our projects and the things that we build, these are not important in themselves. All that matters is that we do the will of God and that we do good for others and that people come closer to Christ. If that happens by our work succeeding, thanks be to God. If that happens better by our work being dismantled or ignored or updated by someone else, thanks be to God. He must increase, we must decrease. We spend so much time trying to carve our names into the face of the earth. But this earth will pass away. All that matters is that our names, and as many names as possible, be written in the book of heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. John was an arrow. He pointed to Christ, and he said, "Behold, there is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." This is the most important way we are called to imitate John the Baptist. We are called to let our whole life be an arrow to Christ. When people look at us, we want the next thing they think about to be Jesus. So often, because of our sins or selfishness, because of our intemperance, our vanity, our ambition, we try to point to ourselves. But in those cases, our life becomes a distraction, not an arrow to Christ. Now is our opportunity, this day, on the feast of the birth of John the Baptist, let's make a step, a practical resolution to sacrifice some pleasure or comfort that enslaves us. We can't make another person convert. We're not responsible for making other people holy, but we are responsible for giving other people a holy example. John the Baptist, help us to know the changes we need to make, and help us to make those changes so that we too can be an arrow to Christ. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I've always been a little bit amazed that the church says that we can offer up prayer, work, joy, and suffering for the conversion of others. Did you ever think that we could offer up joy?
I did not think about that at all.
Yeah. Also your joys. So today, I'm offering up my joy at your life.
Oh.
For your birthday. The joy I have, the delight I have in your life, I'm offering that up as my sacrifice for the conversion of our loved ones that are away from the church. And I invite everybody praying with us to just acknowledge one joy, one happiness, one delight today that you want to offer up and put into this spiritual pool, this treasury. There's a very important reason. People associate together to do things that they can't do on their own. That's why the church gives us this thing called a public association of the faithful. It's where the faithful come together as a group for a specific purpose, like the conversion of loved ones. And that's what we have the opportunity to do because the church made us, the Holy Family School of Faith, a public association of the faithful. So our prayers individually are powerful, but even more powerful together. So I invite you, everyone praying with us, offer up a joy today. And if you'd like to have this pool of graces applied to your loved ones, their conversion, all you have to do is click the link below and enroll. And you might ask, well, why do I have to enroll? Well, because to participate in the graces, you have to, it has to be a choice. It has to be an act of the will. And so it's free of charge, and we invite you to do that. So your birthday today, Teresa, is a joy.
Certainly. I'll offer up the joy of being alive. But I like that idea because I think Catholics get a very gloomy rep.
Yeah.
Which doesn't always bother me too much because I'm a pretty gloomy person. I don't mind that. But this is a very beautiful way to kind of turn that around because God also doesn't want us to just mope and kick rocks all the time. I mean, this is celebration and you're offering to him the beauty and joy. You're giving it back to him.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, the scriptures say, you know, make your whole life a sacrifice and offer it to God.
Which is offering good things.
Exactly.
I mean, when you look at, for instance, Old Testament offerings, they always offer good things. They offer unblemished lambs, the greatest things to God. I think that's incredible. And it's wild to me that I never crossed my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's a way to say thank you, really.
And again, we have all these little things in our life already. We don't have to do anything extra. We have prayer, work, joy, suffering. That's in our life already. But often we forget to leverage it. Often we forget to offer it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not being asked to wear camel hair, but we are given a lot of things. And all of that is what we owe back to God.
And it can be used for the conversion of our loved ones.
Good and bad. That's cool.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to celebrating it with you. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.